Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Tuesday, August 18th. I'm Ray Graff. Today on the show, we discuss law enforcement and crime in the Capital Region amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins and Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo are on the line today. To take part in the discussion, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. As the show gets rolling and the lines load up, the email box fills up. No guarantee we'll get to yours, but give it a shot early. 800-348-2551. Chief Hawkins, Sheriff Zerlo, your questions coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. We're discussing policing today on the show with Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins and Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. Police Chief Hawkins began his career in the Michigan Police Department in 1990. He earned a Juris Doctor from Western Michigan University Cooley Law School, a Master of Science in Administration from Central Michigan University. He has long focused on enhancing police community relations, including citizen and youth police academies and a police chief's Citizens Advisory Board. He was sworn in as Albany's 25th police chief in 2018. Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo was elected in 2013. He is a lifelong resident of Saratoga County and a grad of Mechanicsville High School, a former judge of the town of Stillwater. Sheriff Zerlo has spent more than 30 years of his law enforcement career working for the Saratoga County Sheriff's Office as a deputy sergeant, lieutenant, and senior criminal investigator. Both of these gentlemen have been on the show several times. Always great to have them here. Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo, I don't believe you have been on since the pandemic lockdown began. How have things been going for your department?
Hi, Ray. Thanks for having me again. It's been busy, a busy time, different time up here in Saratoga County since the pandemic hit back in March. We've been working real close with our public health department and assisting them with quarantine orders and basically any other services that they need.
You know, you hear it on the scanner. In the newsroom, we have a scanner going all the time. And one of those questions, when a dispatcher sends a unit out, what's the COVID, positive or negative? And if it's a positive, then what happens?
We know ahead of time. Our public health department does give us the information each and every day. That stuff is then put into our CAD system. So if we're going to a residence where somebody is positive for COVID, we take the necessary precautions when we enter that residence.
We are also joined today by Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins, and welcome, Chief Hawkins. It's been an interesting, to say the least, spring and summer. 96 shootings, I believe, so far. What is going on?
Well, first, good to be here, Ray. Thank you for having me. And to my good friend, the Sheriff Zerlo, it's good to be around you as well. And, you know, Ray, it's been an unsettling last 2 or 3 months for us in the city of Albany. But as we move into the end of our summer, I'm very, very optimistic with the amount of community engagement that we have and the people, that the caliber of officers that we have in this department. It just makes me so proud, and so I'm optimistic as we move forward.
It's mind-boggling the when you look at the percentages, the increases in the number of shootings and the number of homicides as a percentage astronomically shooting up this year. Do we know why, or do you have a theory as to why that's happened? And where do these predominantly young people get these weapons?
Well, we theorize, because what we're seeing in terms of this increase in violence is something that we're seeing in urban areas across the country. And, you know, the stories are all the same. You know, right around COVID, cities started to see an increase in particularly gun-related violence. And then with the civil unrest that followed, it created some complications for law enforcement officers in some of our urban centers in terms of interacting with members of the community and addressing crime and quality of life. And so we believe that, those things had some impact on how we police, and it created some opportunities for individuals to become engaged in this sort of violence that we're seeing across the country. And in terms of these guns, I mean, you're right, Ray. It's just it's mind-boggling when you just to consider how many of these guns are out there. I mean, just within the last week and a half, we've confiscated 6 guns off of people. And
legal guns or illegal guns?
A mixture of both. You know, some are stolen, some are legally owned and registered, but they were taken from relatives, friends, other family members.
Hmm. Now, this was a big deal during the height of the lockdown. The Albany Police Department said, look, we'll take a little help from the New York State Police, the Albany County Sheriff, help us keep these streets somewhat safe. The shootings have not abated since these patrols were added. Do you need more help?
I think we're on the right track. Now, we just had some unsettling incidents yesterday. Prior to that, we were trending to a place where we normally would in terms of activity at this time of year. And that's what is giving me some optimism, because as we opened up and we got back to business like we were pre-COVID, we started to see results. As we were engaging more with the community, our officers were a little bit more proactive. Other parts of the criminal justice system was starting to open up again. We started to see some results. Now, again, we had a setback yesterday, but I think overall, when you look at what's happened over these last 30 days or so, we're still tracking it in a direction and with a trajectory where we should be in terms of activity where we normally would be during this time of year, because normally there's an increase of activity anyway during the summer months.
We are joined today on today's Vox Pop by Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins and Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. And the number to call if you have a question is 800-348-2551. We will get to the questions from you out there momentarily, but I want to ask one more question of Chief Hawkins, and then I want to talk to both of you guys about the possibility of cuts due to the pandemic and how your departments will handle that staffing issue. So think about that one. But before we do that, Chief Hawkins, you have always talked to me on this program about the importance of police-community relations. I know there is a new task force meeting tonight for the first time, I believe. What do you hope to get out of that process?
A little better understanding of what this community in Albany wants and desires in its police department. I think it's important that our service delivery model is consistent with expectations of the community. And it doesn't matter, and this is whatever law enforcement agency you have, and no matter how good a law enforcement agency is, no matter how progressive it is, no matter how many accomplishments it has, it always, every few years, it needs to go back and just check to see if the service delivery model that is currently in effect is consistent with expectations of the community, because things change. And so over these last 2 or 3 years or so, things have changed in society, things have changed in our community, and now we have to make sure that our delivery model is consistent with what our community wants. And so that's what I think we're going to get out of this. I'm very excited to go through this process.
You know, things change in communities, but crime stays the same. You shoot a guy, he falls down. Ultimately, your what you call your delivery system of service has to maintain some, it has to be similar to what has happened 20 years ago, 50 years ago, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, because the ultimate goal is to address crime and quality of life issues in the community. But the process by which we do that is contingent upon expectations in the community. The communities will, in every community is different. And every community has an expectation on how they want their police department, how they want their officers to interact and serve in that community. And it could be things as little as traffic enforcement, or it can be something as more significant like how they use force or the types of force that they use in a community, the tactics that they use. use. And so while we're keeping our communities safe and we're addressing quality of life and we're keeping our officers safe, we've got to make sure every law enforcement agency that they have a model that is consistent with the expectations that are unique in each respective jurisdiction.
Tell you what, let's take a break here. I want to talk to you both. That is Sheriff Michael Zerlo from Saratoga County and Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins about what could happen if severe cuts come down due to the pandemic and the economic downturn. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, take your calls. 800-348-2551 is the number. We'll be right back. Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff with you. 800-348-2551 is the number. It's policing today on the program with Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins and Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. Sheriff Zerlo, we have heard so much about the downturn that the economy has taken due to the lockdown. Have you made plans, sir, for maybe downsizing your department?
Thanks, Ray. I'm in the middle of my budget for next year as we speak. I've got a great working relationship with the Board of Supervisors here in Saratoga County. I don't foresee any changes in manpower for next year. There's other areas I could cut in my budget to offset that. The residents of this county want law enforcement protection, as the chief said earlier. The quality of that protection will depend on the manpower that we put on the road. So I don't foresee an issue next year. But again, I'm in the middle of my budget process as we speak. That'll be presented probably in another month, and then the county will take a look at it. But there are some areas in my budget that I could look at where I could cut to offset to keep the men and women on patrol in the county.
As an aside, Sheriff Zerlo, would you rather be walking the beat or doing paperwork?
I'd rather be out on the on the road. Absolutely.
I bet you. All right, I'll ask the same question to you, Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins. We've heard about the possibility of big cuts. If direct aid doesn't come through, what will your department and staffing look like?
If we were forced to make significant cuts, then it would impact staffing. You know, 90%+ of my budget is staffing, so therefore any significant cuts will impact that, and it would make a difference in terms of what services we can offer, what we can do, how many officers we can have on the road at any given time. So I'm hopeful that, you know, we can maintain our same staffing levels. It's difficult for us right now with the staffing levels that I'm budgeted for to fill those positions, just because recruitment is so difficult right now. But we have a plan in place to fill those, and hopefully I'll have some budgetary support in order to do that.
All right, let's jump to the phones. You guys know the drill. We'll take a bunch of calls, and then we'll grab some emails as well as we roll along. The number here is 800-348-2551. We're joined today by Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo and Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins. Pam, you've been waiting a long time in Del Mar. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
You bet.
Okay. I've been to a few rallies that were very, very peaceful, and the police were very, very thoughtful about people, very kind and good, and everyone was, you know, pretty happy with the rally. And I've also been to rallies where the police officers were very scared and very aggressive, and people were very unhappy. And I've been thinking for a long time that if police officers were trained in listening, because people have historic upsets at police officers and about their oppressions that they've been under. And if police officers were trained to listen and say, yes, you know, I'm sorry, you're so angry, I understand, that would make such a huge difference in de-escalating situations. I've noticed that a couple of the Blue Lives Matter rallies, that the police people have been very defensive and unthoughtful. And I just wondered if you would both talk about that.
All right. Sheriff Zerlo, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Yes, definitely. I have a young department here. They are trained to listen, and we've had some protests here in our county. We've assisted the city of Saratoga with a few of them. You know, it does get tense at times, but I think for the most part, the members of my department and all law enforcement in our county and, you know, do listen. I mean, it's about going back and forth here. There's times when it does cross the line, and it's unfortunate. But we're here to listen to what they want to talk about and make this the most peaceful protest that we can have.
Chief Hawkins.
I agree with the sheriff. And these are such emotionally charged incidents when we have to get involved with some of these protests, but particularly now. And so our officers have situational awareness. They understand that people are upset. People want to vent. They use a great deal of discretion and restraint. And we make sure that we have the appropriate supervision for those because we're human. And so occasionally there may be an officer who gets caught up in the moment, and we have supervision that can kind of bring that officer up back and have him or her take a step back and regroup. But like the sheriff said, I think overall I'm proud of the way that the officers in Albany have performed during these highly emotionally charged events.
Pam, thank you very much for the call. We have talked with both of you guys in the past about the sort of changing role of the law enforcement officer today. You have to know the law. You have to know psychology, you have to know sociology, and so much more. At what point does it become more than an officer can bear, Sheriff Hawkins?
I don't think it gets to that point. It's about, you know, talking to them and making sure they understand the situation and what the situation is going to bring. I mean, we continuously train up here in Saratoga County, probably the same as the chief does in Albany. So I don't think it gets overbearing. I think they understand. And the scenarios change. So we try to prepare them for each scenario each day when they go out on the road.
I think I called you Sheriff Hawkins. So you're Sheriff Zerlo, and we have Chief Hawkins. All right, I'll let you.
Ray, Sheriff Hawkins sounds so cool. I like that one.
All right, I'll give you the same question, Chief Hawkins. At what point is there just too many disciplines necessary to be an effective officer?
And officers are expected to be subject matter experts in psychology, sociology, mental health, substance abuse, education. You know, and so it makes it a little difficult. But they're performing under those expectations and under the tension of some of these moments, and in a way that's admirable to me. And I think that we don't give our officers enough credit in that respect. And so, like the sheriff said, we give these officers a lot of training. These officers are committed. They understand that, you know, they're not doctors, they're not lawyers, they're not certified psychologists, but they do the best they can to resolve incidents and resolve issues when they're caught out there. And I think we've got to have some understanding and some patience with our officers, under those circumstances.
It's Policing Today with Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins and Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. The number to call on Vox Pop is 800-348-2551. Robin is in Schenectady. Robin.
I'm thinking about those gang intervention units that are run by former gang members. If you don't have people out there, first off, times are very tough right now. There aren't any jobs. If someone doesn't see somebody that they can, you know, sort of emulate, then, you know, it's not going to work. So what about those units in the big cities, those task force run by former gang members? What about something like that in Albany?
Yes, we have a group that's called SNUG in Albany, and these are individuals who are from the community, who've had some experience and in some cases some contact with the criminal justice system, and they've been reformed and And they're out to do what's best for the community and to help people. And, you know, we call them violence interrupters. And so when we have issues, incidents of violence in our community, we use those men and women to help us to talk with victims and people who may be associated with victims in an attempt to prevent retaliation. Also provide resources and other guidance for some of those men and women who are, again, in most cases, victims of violence. So we found that to be very impactful in our city.
Sheriff Zerlo, do you want to add anything?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have people trained in that. We rely on our road patrol, the deputies, that gather, you know, intelligence and information. As they do, we may reach out to Chief Hawkins and his department or Schenectady or different departments that do have that and share that information with them.
The number to call here on Vox Pop is 800-348-2551. If you have a question about policing, good time to call is right now. We will attempt to get to every call. Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo is with us, and Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins. We go to Carrie in Albany. Carrie, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I will hang up and listen to the answer.
Okay.
I live in Arbor Hill. I want to thank you for your support, the police here. In general, I think they're doing a really good job, but, you know, I'm not black, so I don't experience what other people experience. I wanted to ask today, why not a gun buyback at this time when people are so pressed for money? And I'm going to hang up now.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. All right, Chief Hawkins.
And we have some organizations in Albany that conduct these gun buyback programs, and they have these periodically. You know, fundamentally, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, I think any gun you can get off the street is a good thing. But in terms of impact overall, I'm not so sold. You know, a lot of the studies that I've seen show that it doesn't necessarily have a positive impact on violence reduction in communities. You know, and so I think more needs to be – I need more information as to whether or not this is something that can be impactful in a community. But on the other hand, you know, any gun that we get off the street is a good thing as well.
You know, there was a piece in the Times Union by Brendan Lyons. I think it was in July, middle of July. And it had stats from the New York State Assembly. So I am assuming they are accurate. As of July 11th, shootings were up 379% in Albany. Homicides up 800%. I still have trouble fathoming the connection between COVID-19 and the pandemic and this rapid rise. When Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, they've gone up, but not in the hundreds of percent.
And it's unsettling. And a lot of it, we don't have an exact answer for why a person decides to try to execute another person. You know, why a person feels that it's okay to use a weapon as a means of resolving conflicts. You know, some of those are some deep-seated issues. You know, there's some social roots to some of these problems that we really have to get to. Now, I think that's a fair question, though. You know, why is the percentage increase higher in Albany than it is in other areas? And we don't totally have an answer for that, but I do know that we had a very, very good year last year in 2019. We had a double-digit decrease in violent crimes, double-digit decrease overall in crime last year. And so any increase would be, you know, that increase would show a little bit more when you have those type of progress in 1 year. But, you know, Ray, we understand that there are some issues. We understand that we have some individuals who are using this as an opportunity to take out vengeance on other individuals. But we have an incredibly engaged community that wants to work with us. You know, this weekend, this Friday, we're going to have meetings. Almost every single day, we're having some sort of interaction with some key people, key stakeholders in this community to talk about this. We will get this under control. We will trend back down to where we are. Progress is being made. But nonetheless, it's unsettling.
And it's not an easy job. We're joined today by Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins and Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. The number to call is 800-348-2551. We go to Dutchess County. Steve, you're on. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering if anybody has thought about or you guys have spoken about taking police officers out of the car and having them walk the beat. I haven't lived in many big cities, but I did live in London for 15 years, and they had a pair of bobbies walking the beat in the city, and they had a certain area they covered, and they knew everybody's name. They would eat at the local, they'd have their lunch at the local cafe. They'd go by, hey, George. It just made them more a part of the community instead of our police officers riding around in cars. That kind of like keeps a separation, and it's a separation from the community. So I just want to put that out there as a topic.
All right. Well, it might be tougher in Saratoga County. It's pretty large.
Yeah.
But Sheriff Zerlo, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're right, Ray. In the suburban, the rural area, and the county. I try to instruct my deputies, though, and it makes a great point, great question, to hit the neighborhoods, stay off of the main highways, hit their neighborhoods, interact with the community during the daytime and on the afternoon shift when the families are out there. We need to get the community to help us. We cannot do this alone. So if we can engage the community, like the chief said, to if you see something or you know something, you know, get it back to us. So we try to do the reverse, keep our patrols in the neighborhoods, talk to the families that are out walking, engage the younger kids, the older kids, and, you know, hopefully that works and we get the information we're looking for.
Chief Hawkins, this has been something you've talked about for a long time, so why don't you comment on this?
Yeah, and it's a little easier in an urban environment here. One of the things that I instituted several months ago was mandating that our patrol officers spend at least 20 minutes of their shift, of their patrol shift, walking a beat, whatever geographic area they're assigned to. And what this does, it gets our patrol officers to embrace this community policing ethic. You know, so often road patrol officers are mandated to go from call to call to call, and they don't get a chance to stop, get out the car, and talk to the person who owns the house with the barking dog across the street, or somebody who has somebody's dumped trash down the street, and they want to know how to handle that. And they don't get a chance to do that. But our officers want opportunities to do it, and so we put a system in place whereby they can call out a service for 20 minutes every shift and just walk the beat. And this is something that will permeate this community policing ethic throughout our entire department, because we already have regular beat officers who are doing that and regular community policing officers who are doing it. But now our regular patrol officers will get an opportunity to do it as well.
Let's take a quick break here. We're joined today by Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins and Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. The number to call is 800-348-2551, and we'll get two more calls in a moment and a couple of emails. It's Vox Pop. We'll be right back. Vox Pop on WAMC, 800-348-2551. Ray Graff here, joined today by Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo and Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins. And a few emails here, gentlemen, and then we'll get back to the phones for the home stretch. This one's from Dee in Altamont. I'll let Sheriff Zerlo go first, and then we'll let Eric Hawkins go next. This is from Dee. Dee writes, is it a fact that police officers are above the law? It is commonly perceived that police officers do not receive tickets for drinking while driving, for speeding. Neighbors see cops disobeying firearms regulations. Until this perception is corrected and officers are subject to the laws like other citizens, support for the police department will suffer. That's from D. And go ahead, Michael Zerlo.
Everybody's subject to the law. They're not above anybody else. If we find out that they did something wrong, they'll be held accountable. Their actions are the same as anybody else. They're 24/7 on the job, off the job. So if they're in violation of the law, they will be dealt accordingly.
Have you ever had to give a speeding ticket to one of your deputies?
Have I? Yeah. I have not.
Okay.
No.
Sheriff Hawkins. I mean, Sheriff Hawkins. Here we go again. Chief Hawkins.
Oh, I tell you, before I leave here, I'm going to be an elected official before I leave.
There you go.
All right, Chief Hawkins.
No, I agree with the sheriff. I mean, accountability is important. You know, it's something that we pride ourselves on, just like in Saratoga County, the Albany Police Department, same way, and we hold ourselves accountable.
All right, this one is from Aaron. Aaron says, I recently received a threat of violence via the internet and filed a police report. Is this a criminal offense, and what type of crime is it? It actually came from a licensed attorney. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'd have to know more about what took place, Ray, okay. You know, in regards to what transpired over the internet before I'd comment.
Doesn't sound like a very good attorney if he doesn't know better than to make a threat over an email, but okay.
Right.
This one's from Mark. The tragedy of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor seem to have affected everybody. Are chokeholds, no-knock warrants used in the Albany and Saratoga area, and how do you feel about what happened in those cases? Well, I know, Chief Hawkins, you have been on since then, and we've talked about that, but why don't you go first?
Chokeholds are prohibited, and we don't conduct no-knock warrants.
And Sheriff Zerlo?
Likewise, the same.
Okay, the number here is 800-348-2551. Policing today on Vox Pop, and it's a busy day. Let's get back to the phones. Eric in Albany. Eric.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This question is addressed to Chief Hawkins. Is there a unit or individuals in the Albany Police Department who devote themselves exclusively as a gang unit in attempting to control illegal drug sales?
Yes, we have a unit that focuses specifically on those types of illicit crimes involving whether they're gangs or groups or whoever else they may be, and incredibly talented men and women. They're connected with partners, law enforcement partners at all levels of law enforcement, and they've been extremely successful in dismantling a lot of the illicit activities that we've seen in our city. And right now, they're very active because of some of the violence that we've seen. And that's one of the reasons, along with the community engagement that we have, that I'm extremely optimistic as we move forward.
Chief Hawkins, do you have any rough idea of how much of this uptick in violence is due to gangs?
I think probably all of it, because just about every single case of violence that we've seen, it involved groups of individuals who have some sort of feud with others, and they've decided to settle these feuds through violence. And and they're not trying to scare each other. They're not trying to intimidate. They are trying to kill each other. And so we have an extremely violent element that are targeting each other, and they're getting extremely efficient in targeting each other, and therefore, just like the gentleman Eric that just spoke from Albany, and that's why it's extremely important that we have some talented and connected individuals who are a part of a unit to investigate those sorts of crimes. It gets a little complicated. They're getting sophisticated in their means of carrying out these acts. And we have some people to deal with that.
Well, there are various federal statutes related to organized crime and gangs. Are you working hand in hand with the FBI on this?
FBI, the ATF, the DEA, the U.S. Attorney. We're very much connected with our federal partners. In fact, you know, as soon as I get off this call here, I've got a call with the U.S. Attorney to talk about some strategies for enforcement at the federal level with some of these things. And so we're extremely connected. Ray asked earlier about what is causing this and how COVID and some of these other things could cause a substantial increase in crime. Now, that's not the only reason why we're seeing this increase. But when you look at all these things that have happened, and as we've adjusted now and over these last couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks or so, we're starting to see some substantial progress in addressing these things. And we will get this problem under control. Now, the key is what type of systems are we going to have in place to prevent this from happening in the future? And that's why we're connecting with some of the other stakeholders that deal with substance abuse and mental health and, you know, family structures and education to deal with some of those root causes so that we don't have to, every year we don't have to deal with the same thing.
Let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is our number. Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo and Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins join us. And let's go to Dave in Albany. Dave.
Yes, this is for the chief. What can you do with the panhandlers on Everett Road exit? When you pull off, you go to Everett Road, I believe, and they're always standing there with signs and they're walking out to your car and they... It's you guys can't do anything about that.
We can enforce. There are some, you know, there's some things that we can do with that. And in fact, we periodically get a chance to get out there. And there's some other places downtown where we get similar complaints. But the important thing with that is, you know, a lot of those individuals have other problems, whether it's substance abuse or mental health. And so it's not always in society's best interest to arrest those people or kick them off the corner without giving them some other options. And so what we do when we address those is we have a problem or a program called LEAD, Law Enforcement Assistant Diversion, where if we come across individuals who have mental health or substance abuse problems or dealing with extreme poverty, instead of arresting them or the citations or just sending them someplace and kicking the problem someplace else, we connect those people with social agencies that can help them with their underlying problem. And so I think that is a better approach. That way we don't continuously come out every single day with the same person for the same problem, and it's a more humane way of doing it. Try to get those people help instead of jail time or citations.
All right, thanks very much, Dave. We appreciate the call. We're joined today by Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo and Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins. The number here is 800-348-2551. You know, we've heard, and I only treat this as anecdotal information, but this is why I'm going to ask Sheriff Zerlo, that during this lockdown, when virtually everybody was in the house or in their apartment or stuck where they were, that tensions rose, domestic violence rose. Saratoga County is a big place, and it goes into many rural areas. Did you see, just unscientifically, an increase in domestic violence and related tensions?
Yes, Ray, a big increase. As you said, everybody's inside, they're cooped up, people are unemployed, money's hard to come by. We still continue to see an uptick in domestic violence. We also see a big uptick in mental health calls, constant. The same thing, unemployment, you know, things aren't going right, don't have a job, so... we have over the last couple of months, but unfortunately, we still continue to see it as we speak.
Chief Hawkins.
Same thing, Ray. We saw an increase. It's continued up until today for all of the reasons that the sheriff mentioned.
The number here is 800-348-2551, and let's get back to the phones. We go to Shatar in Schenectady.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This question is for Chief. Chief knows me. My nickname is Johnny. We have asked for the crosswalk, Chief, if you remember, from Masjid As-Salam for the last 3 years. One of the gentlemen inside told me they can't do it due to the budget. That's question number one. Number two is, we had no beef cop in front of the... I mean, you have to understand, Chief, you've been into our mosque. The mosque is big. It's huge. It's over 2,000 people coming in. Before the epidemic, it was 2,000 people coming in. Now it's less. We have nobody in front of the mosque, no beef coming, beef cops coming in front of the mosque to see what's going around. The issue is getting worse. For the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, actually, nobody was there. The third question is, I line up a lot of police officers for the job, a lot of younger guys for the job to be a police officer. Suddenly, I don't understand why everybody back up. and I'm going to hang up. The chief can answer the question.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. All right, chief.
All right. For question number three, our recruitment is on track. We have over 200 people that we have to canvass for 50 openings that we have right now, and we also have a cadet program that we started off, and also explorers and other means of connecting. The beat officer, I'll have somebody connect with you tomorrow regarding the beat, because every area still has a beat officer. We realign the beats, the geographic beats, but everyone still has a beat officer. I'll make sure that the beat officer, you get information about that beat officer that, so that you can connect with that person. And the crosswalk, that's something that we've talked about before. I'll have to get with our traffic engineer to get an update on that, and I'll have the traffic engineer connect with you as well on that.
We are joined today by Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins and Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. This is a good email, and we'll just take this one before we go to the next call. This is from Andy in Albany. Andy says, as a nurse, I can understand having to navigate situations that are out of my purview. My question is, what continued education and training are officers getting to help them be better at de-escalating? Are law enforcement officers required to have any certifications or continued education that would aim them in situations regarding mental health or substance abuse? And that's from Andy in Albany. We'll have Chief Hawkins go first and then Sheriff Zerlo.
So we have annual in-service. First of all, the officers get the training once they're in the when they're in the police academy. So they get training on de-escalation, whether it's verbally or physically, and they also with implicit bias, cultural competency, and all those other things. Dealing with crisis intervention with individuals who are under mental stress. So they get all that training in the academy, and then we have ongoing in-service training as well. And there's also trainings that occur periodically at colleges and police academies that we can send our officers to as well.
And Sheriff Zerlo.
Likewise, you know, they get the initial training in the academy. We do in-service training once a year, and throughout the year, we'll break that down and do online training. You know, we're in the pandemic now, so trying to do in-person training is somewhat difficult. So we're utilizing the various technological ways, Zoom and stuff like that. But we do it on a continuous basis, and the online training is, we feel, is the best way to do it at this point.
All right, back to the phones we go for the last several minutes here. JR in Dutchess County. JR, you're up.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen, and Chief and Sheriff, thank you for your service. Very much appreciated. My observation and my suggestion, I just want to make two. I own my own Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school in Dutchess County. I've trained with a lot of police officers. I've actually made up flyers and tried to volunteer my services for the academy, for officers to come in and train, free seminars. And I haven't had any success with that. And the thing with that is de-escalation, learning how to, you know, deal interaction, listening better, all those things are great. One thing that I've noticed, and I've even gotten comments with troopers and sheriffs, Ulster County detectives that I've trained with, you know, that's something that should be ongoing, how to restrain someone. You know, after the academy, I've heard there's not much training after that. I've spoken to the High Park, one of the High Park police officers, and tried to get a plan for the High Park Town Board to implement a program where it's paid for, where officers can learn Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which okay. I believe that is the one of the best, you know, as far as restraining without having to hurt someone.
Right. Now, we're running out of time, JR. Do you have a question for these guys?
No, I just wanted to get their take, and also on the training. And my comment is just that I would hope that they reach out to a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school, maybe an instructor, for continued training on proper restraints.
All right.
For the officers.
Well,
it just helps in every form. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right. Quick comment, Eric Hawkins.
Yeah, we instituted within this year annual defensive tactics training for our officers. So every single year, every sworn officer is required to go through the defensive tactics that focuses on de-escalation and the latest in terms best practices in terms of restraining safely for both the officers and the people that they're restraining.
Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo.
Likewise, Ray, and as the chief said, we do it yearly. We do it during our firearms training. I have three members of my department that are certified instructors in defensive tactics.
All right, let's go to Rich in Albany. Rich, you're on.
Well, hi there. I didn't think you were going to get to me, but I appreciate it. And yeah, I just had a question. You know, I live in the city of Albany. I drive for Grubhub and Uber Eats, and I drive around the city all day long, and I see so many license plates from different states. And I was wondering if they think that might have something to do with the increase in crime or...
Interesting.
Or, I don't know. I just don't understand why, you know, why we see all these different cars.
It may have more to do with the fact that you can't fly without a two-week quarantine. But what do you think, Chief Hawkins?
Well, there's been some suggestion that some of our the influence in our city is coming from outside of the upstate area. And so there may be something to that. But I think ultimately we've got to impress upon our young, and because it's primarily young men, our young men, that it is not acceptable to resolve conflicts with weapons. And then get to the root causes of why these young men are getting involved in some of those things. So we're gonna resolve it. We're gonna take some of these violent individuals off the streets, and then we're gonna deal with the root causes of the violence as well.
All right, we have 1 minute exactly. Let's go to Peter in Castleton. Peter, you got to make it quick.
This is gonna be hard. It's an honor to be on with the three of you.
Thank you.
I was going to ask whether either of the chiefs or you have a particular jurisdiction in the United States or elsewhere which you would consider to be an exemplary demonstration of how community policing and the prevention of the kinds of violence we've seen lately might be interdicted.
Tremendous question, Peter. Now we have 30 seconds, and let's go to Sheriff Zerlo first.
I don't. The community policing, I think, you know, area departments in this area do a pretty good job at it.
And how about you, Chief Hawkins?
I think it's unique to each jurisdiction as well. I think we do a great job here in Albany, notwithstanding some of the increases of violence that we've seen. But I'm extremely proud of the way that my officers have interacted with the community.
Well, gentlemen, we are done here today, and thank you so much, both of you, for being here. I hope you come back again soon. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Chief.
We'll see you. Support comes from the Hyde Collection, temporarily closed to support our community, but providing online art activities for families guided by educators, HydeCollection.org, and Facebook for details. Nine Pin Ciderworks, Albany. New York Farm Cidery with Outdoor Cafe Thursday through Sunday. Local hard cider, merchandise, and apparel also through shipping, ninepincider.com. And Ambrose Electric Standby Power, an electrical contractor providing sales, service, and installation of residential and commercial Generac automatic standby generators serving the Greater Capital District for over 40 years, ambroselec.com. Once again, thanks to Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins and Sheriff Michael Zerlo of Saratoga County for joining us today. Thank you for listening. Great calls. And thanks to Zach, our engineer. Phones answered by Amber Sickles. Our producer is Jackie Orchard. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow on the show, well, we discuss marijuana with Theory Wellness and the Berkshire Project. All right, break out the Cheetos. We'll see you two tomorrow. Stand by for the book show.